Candy Summer Show with Dave Cruz and Donnie
on 92.5 XTU.
Yesterday was sort of a sad day in that we had to say goodbye to all the wonderful Christmas cards that you sent to us for Andy Summer's Christmas card follow back.
Yeah, if you're watching, we're doing this on Facebook Live right now because we challenged each other. All right, I challenge you to come up with a craft because I don't want to throw the cards away.
No,
I want
they were so
to
great. Yeah, we want
let them live
keep
in
them
infamy.
Alive.
So we all had we got to pick some cards yesterday, take them home, and we came up with crafts, and then we are about to reveal our crafts. So, okay. Who wants to go first?
Donnie?
I'll go first because mine's almost deadly. I caught up a Christmas card and glued it onto a mask.
Oh, look at that. And it's so
really
cute.
But the only problem is that I smell Gorilla Glue when I have it on.
Oh, no.
So I start to get the fumes and I then pass out. So, yeah.
So maybe it didn't work as well as you thought.
No.
It looks like you even double masked it in
there.
Yeah.
It was great in theory, though. Yeah. Great in theory. I mean, it looks good.
But it's a really cute one. You did two of them. Well done.
I have Santa and a bird and then a pug and a kitty cat.
Okay. I'm really impressed. They look really nice, Donnie. Yeah,
but wait till you smell them. You want
the dog and the cat.
I want to smell it. Yeah.
Is that the Philadoptibles card? Yeah, the dog and the cat one.
Oh, gosh. You
it
cannot.
It is so strong.
This is a bad idea.
Now I want to smell it.
It's a bad idea. There you go.
All right. Oh, my God.
All right. So, good idea, but maybe not Gorilla Glue next time.
No, yeah.
So, remember that woman put it on her hair?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what she smelled like?
I don't know. Gorilla Glue.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. That wasn't good. All right. I'll go.
Okay. It's your turn.
All right.
Okay. You have a whole box.
I have a container. I took four home.
Yeah.
And I glued them, not using Gorilla Glue, but onto cardboard, and I made a 111-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, my God. Dave, that is such a great idea. I mean, those pieces, you weren't very creative with how you cut it.
No, well, that's why I mentioned to Shannon ahead of time, the tough thing is I borrowed glue from someone here. It's a spray adhesive, and I'm like, oh, this is perfect. If you made any cut other than a straight line, the picture would pop off the cardboard.
Oh.
So I tried to do those elaborate, like, jigsaw sort of keyhole sort of things. And
that wasn't going to work.
No, so it was just boop.
That's so great, though.
So there's lots of triangles and rectangles, but it gives us something to play with.
And listen, and this just kind of goes to show that we're just not crafty and we didn't know what to expect with the things that we had, right?
Yeah.
Like, we just didn't know. So, with the tools that we had available to us. All right, so I did two of them.
Okay.
This is my first one. So I took home a few cards because I wasn't sure what I was going to want to do, but I made like...
Is that on canvas?
It is on canvas. So I painted a canvas and then I used two different cards and it says Merry and Bright and it's a front door that's decorated for the holidays. That's my first
one. Very pretty.
Thank you. And then my second one, you guys were much more creative than I was because all I did was like cut and paste. So after I made the first one, I was like, no, I've got bigger, better ideas for
that one. Nice.
Which is like this really pretty sparkly tree in the forest. And then it just says believe and it's on a black background.
Cute. So, I like that a lot.
Great.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
You think?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I had so much fun doing this.
Shannon, what did you do?
Oh, I did like garland.
Oh.
Right, bring it
she
over
is
there.
So,
oh my gosh, look at that.
Shannon, that's awesome.
That is incredible.
So I just cut out circles of the cards and then hung them on string.
Can I
so
wear that as a necklace today? That's beautiful.
Okay, so my favorite for Facebook Live is that little girl with no emotion.
Oh, my gosh.
She's
that was one of the first cards that we got, and it is hilarious.
Oh,
my gosh.
We had
to put her on there.
Oh, those are so good. I can't wait. We're going to have to hang these in the studio now.
Yeah.
And then Dave's going to have to put his puzzle together.
Can I give everyone a round of applause? I think that was really good.
That was really good.
And I do have to say I'm a little jealous because we had so many Christmas cards, and I only got one because I still don't think I get any mail.
Are you kidding?
So if there are any left over that I can take home, that'd be great.
Well, we need to find out what's going on. So Dave has had this problem for years that he just doesn't get mail to his house. Yeah. So how about if, because we're still feeling creative, how about if we all write letters? We'll read you the letters in just a couple of minutes, and then we'll send you letters, and we'll see if any of the letters get to you.
Okay.
Because we need a litmus test here to see.
I'm going to mail myself one, too.
If people are just not sending you any mail, or if it's...
Okay,
if there's something wrong with the postal service.
Good idea.
Okay.
Are y'all going to write me a letter?
Yep, we're going to do it right now.
Okay, we'll get to it next.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.